This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Hope you're having a good Friday. Ray, would you play the voicemail? I think it's number 3 about Lunchbox.
Can someone please get Lunchbox an application for Deal or No Deal Island? They're taking applicants for next season, and he would be great at it. I've been watching it, and there's lots of money that he could make, and there's a social game that he could play. Please apply Lunchbox for Deal or No Deal Island.
I don't know what that show is. I know Deal or No Deal. I know Love Island. I know Survivor. Lunchbox, do you know Deal or No Deal Island?
I saw a commercial for it, but I have no idea the concept or anything about it. Didn't watch it. Don't know how it works. Don't know the rules.
Sounds like they send people to an island to play Deal or No Deal, if I'm guessing.
That's cool.
I mean, I think
it sounds like there's a social aspect, so I feel like it's...
Yeah, like voting.
You have to work as a team and get more money, yeah. And then... But I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
Mike, my guess is they send people to an island.
Yep.
They have to work together, kind of like alliances.
Basically,
and play
like Survivor.
Games, and then it's Deal or No Deal as well.
Basically,
yeah,
Survivor.
That's what I would have taken from that. But as they're surviving, they also can take deals or not take deals.
Yeah, 13 contestants, $200 million.
Are there still suitcases?
$200 million?
Wow. I would assume if it's under the Deal or No Deal brand, there are suitcases.
Okay.
What? Are those cases?
Yeah. Hidden briefcases.
Yeah.
There we go.
That was easy. I don't even need to know the context. Deal or No Deal Island? We got it.
That's a lot of money.
What network is that on?
It looks like it's on Peacock, so it'd be NBC.
Is it on Peacock or is it on NBC? So is it on actual, like, linear television?
Season 1 is just on Peacock that I see, so let me see.
I don't know why Lunchbox doesn't actually apply to more game shows.
Yeah, it's on NBC.
It's a numbers game. I mean, I do know why he doesn't, but if you did, I think you would actually make a couple.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he's torn, though, like, because you have the family.
I don't think he's torn. I think he's lazy.
But wait.
No, it's called, I don't know if I'd be able to leave this job.
Oh.
I don't want to go through the whole process.
No, no, to do a game show.
Bobby's told you.
To do a game. No. Hold on, guys. There's a difference in a reality show or a competition show and a game show. Game show is, there's 50 of them. They tape, it's one day. But it's Wheel of Fortune. It's Price is Right. It's what those on NBC in the nighttime, Millionaire. That's a game show.
Oh, right.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so like this Deal or No Deal Island
would be a competition show.
That'd be a little different. Could I be gone for a while?
Yes, but they try to shoot them as fast as possible because if they shoot them as fast as possible, it doesn't cost as much for them to shoot because they don't have full crews out on the island. So they'd probably shoot it all in 2 to 3 weeks. And I'd let you offer that.
Yeah, Deal or No Deal Island is you're on location for 30 days.
There you go.
I thought we were going to do like Price is Right or something.
No, Scuba had said something and Lunchbox had said something. And then I forgot what they said because it just sounded like they were just yelling at each other.
No, we were supposed to do some Hyundai drive away or something. And
yeah, we're trying to find a client to basically pay to get Lunchbox to Los Angeles
because during certain parts of the year, they do open casting calls, and it's really easy to get in, especially with someone like his personality and our connections.
What connections do we have?
I have a lot of connections from people that work in the production industry, and I have friends that work over there. And
but could, what if we just bought him a plane ticket to go?
I mean, if you have the budget to
no, there's
spend.
No budget. There's no budget. I mean, here's the thing about the budget on this money, show. As we all know, well, most of us know, this budget on this show is me spending my money.
Yeah.
For the most part.
A lot of times we try to get clients, and a lot of times you have to step in, yes. So if you want to step in, we could. I'm more than happy to coordinate it and make it work.
We could also do it with Ray, too, if...
No? Whoa, no. Why are we shifting it?
Well, because I don't think you're only the game show guy. I mean, you guys could both do it, or, you know, it just depends. Depends what the deal was, what the game is. It'd be game exclusive. Maybe we play a game on this show, and whoever wins the game, I pay for their flight and hotel, and they go out and scoop it.
That's cool.
Horrible.
It's like a tryout. No, it's a minor league.
Yes.
If you get through the minor leagues,
you get called
then
up.
You get a chance to go get called to the majors.
I love it.
Oh,
Ray loves
the whole
Big Brother.
Casting process. Let's do it.
Ray is like a huge competition show person.
He's like a Big Brother guy.
Right. But so Lunchbox is a Survivor guy.
But guys, anybody can play game shows.
Yes.
Like anybody.
Well, not anybody. There are some people that do not need to be on TV. Right. They don't have
okay.
the personality.
Okay, no, but they're on TV.
But Ray has a great personality.
Yeah.
Lunchbox does. I said we'd throw Abby in the mix.
Stop. What? You are just looking for...
Abby would be great on a
Why
game
not
show.
Go... Let everybody have a chance in the minors to have a chance to get to the majors. If you have to win the minors.
Here's the problem, though. Abby doesn't win a lot of games here.
But that's okay. Then she won't. It'd be like somebody who doesn't deserve to be in double-A ball. He'll bat 120, and he'll fall back down to rookie league or retire.
Okay.
Occasionally, people get through.
What do you mean?
Like they get lucky and they win something.
Sure, sometimes.
But it won't be one game. It'll be a series, just like it would be if you were playing ball.
You just, I feel like it just went from you potentially buying Lunchbox a ticket to now being between.
It went from why is Lunchbox not applied for things to him going, I can't be gone for a month, to me going, didn't scuba, well, we didn't have a client. I said, well, why don't I just buy a ticket for lunch? I could also do it for Ray. That's how it went. It was never, we're settling only on Lunchbox.
Interesting. You heard it that way, though, Amy.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's interesting. No, she's obsessed with Lunchbox.
I'm not obsessed
no,
with
it's
him.
It's so that's, crazy that's because how- the actual transition was. Why hasn't Lunchbox applied to this stuff? Then I got to the Hyundai thing. Then I got to, I could buy him a ticket.
No, I mean, I was here. I heard it.
I know. And then I said I could also buy Ray a ticket. And then it turned into, I thought we were only sending Lunchbox.
No.
No.
It went to the original conversation was about Lunchbox. And then you said to Scuba Steve, well, something along the lines of, what if we buy a plane ticket?
Right.
And it was specifically about Lunchbox.
It was specifically about getting somebody out there.
No. At that point in time, it was about Lunchbox.
It was only about Lunchbox because we were talking about the Hyundai thing where we were going to send him out there because that was a segment we had talked about. Because Hyundai wouldn't want us to send Ray because he's not a big part of on air on the show. They would want one of the big four to go do it. One of the Mount Rushmore.
Mm.
And there's only four. Big four. The heads. And then it turned into, well, we could do this and then we could have a lot of great content if we had a minor league. Everybody game showed for their chance for me to pay my money to go and try to get on a game show. But then you only demanded Lunchbox.
I didn't demand.
Guys.
I made a statement.
Was it a little weird?
Mike,
was that
fun.
A little weird?
She made it seem it's like not, it was ripped away from him.
Yes.
Were you protecting Lunchbox?
Ripped away. It's my money.
Listen, ripped away, it's like, yes, because for a long time we have been talking about it being a Lunchbox storyline. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But if this
We also
fun.
Told Lunchbox he could pay for his own flight and we'd still hook him up. And he's like, I don't want to do that. We've also said all you got to do is pay for your own flight out there, Southwest, and Scuba Steve will still use all the connections.
Yeah,
and
he should do it.
And he didn't want to do that.
Well, he should.
Let's go.
But he'll do it now.
But I would open it up for a competition to whomever wins, I will pay for their flight and a couple nights hotel to go
that'd be amazing.
And try to get on a game show. Because that's also good on-air content for like a week. It's a week of fun games competing for something.
Yeah.
Don't get on my side now.
I'm not on sides, guys.
Guys,
I'm making this. So you have
let's
to go
to Mike,
to your,
who's unbiased.
Okay, you have to.
Mike.
Mike isn't.
Mike, who's
hardly unbiased.
Mike, go ahead.
How am I hardly unbiased?
I feel like a lot of times. Okay, never mind. Okay, go ahead.
Mike,
I mean, I saw it as she thought that we were giving it to Lunchbox and then made a plan to not give it to him.
Right.
No, I didn't say we made a plan. I said,
how did
it
shift?
He
almost had the ticket in his hand.
That's true. She didn't say that.
You said.
Yes. The way you said it was specifically about him. And you said, what if I get the ticket? Or what if we get a plane ticket? That was specifically about him. I'm fine with, obviously, it doesn't matter if I'm fine with it or not. But I think it'd be fun to shift it. I like your idea. I was just asking how it I know the evolution of it. I was here for it. I just like, wow, dang, Lunchbox probably felt really close to having it, and now he doesn't. But I'm not emotionally impacted by it.
I don't know. It sounds like it, doesn't it, boys?
No, I feel like I'm very calm right now.
Lunchbox also has had the opportunity to go and fly himself out there with Scuba saying, I'll hook you up with producers, and he's chosen not to.
Yeah, he should have done that, though. Lunchbox, right?
I was never given that opportunity. We talked about doing a Hyundai flyaway, and that was the last I heard about it was, hey, we're trying to get this sponsor to do it, and we're going to figure it all out. It'll be a week in Los Angeles. And I said, okay. And then
We had the idea for a Hyundai, though, Scuba said, if you just get out there, and it was, will Bobby pay for it? And I'm like, I'm not paying for that. And then it was, Lunchbox, if you fly yourself out there, we'll give you the week off to go and be on game shows.
Okay, what week am I off? I'm out.
No, but you have to go to L.A. and be on game shows. But you have to pay for your own flight.
Fine.
Let's go. Scuba, what month does he need to do that?
It's usually in the fall. I have to do my research because I kind of just haven't really thought about this in a while. But I believe it's in the fall usually, like September, October.
Do you have any friends that still work out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In casting?
Casting and producers.
Okay.
Cool.
Let me check out fall flights to Los Angeles.
They would be cheaper.
Really
cheap.
Yeah,
check Burbank.
Yeah. Burbank is where I need to go?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't fly to Burbank. You can fly to LAX.
Dude, LAX is the worst.
Yeah, but there's so many more flights.
There's always a direct on the weekend to Burbank. That's what I would do.
All right. Well, we'll do both.
Yeah, the good thing about LA is it'll check all the airports nearby.
It will.
Yeah. On Southwest, it will.
Yeah, even Long Beach is good, too.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
John Wayne. All the smaller ones are nice because you don't have to deal with the crap.
What about Orange County?
That's too far, dude.
That's John Wayne.
That's the OC, dude. You're going to drive hour and 40 right. minutes.
Then I won't do that one. Here we go. I'm going to leave October, you said?
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick little.
October 1st.
What's the percentage chance he books it with his own money right here?
Zero.
Okay.
1%. Zero.
He's probably on Wordle.
And just saying words.
Uh-huh, Burbank, Long Beach, Compton. I can fly into Compton.
No.
Pulling up. If I leave on Tuesday, October 1st.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm in.
Go ahead.
I mean, I got it for as low as $149.
That's great.
One way.
We can go sooner. They have tapings for Price is Right. If that's what you wanted in May.
Do you know anybody that works at Price is Right?
I have to think.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, Drew Carey.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You don't know him.
Hey, just book the one-way, dude, because you might get discovered there, and then like they're like, hey, man, can you stay in L.A. for a few weeks? And
it's like when people would go over back in the olden days in war, they would take their ship, they'd sail their ship, and they'd burn their boat so they couldn't retreat and leave. So that means they were there to fight. So Lunchbox, what you need to do is you need to book a one-way, fly over, commit a felony while you're there, be on the no-fly list, and you can never come back. Therefore, you've committed to fighting that fight.
Dude, we've heard a lot of stories of people going to L.A. and then never coming back because they made it.
Or were killed.
That too.
Right. Here's one to Burbank, direct flight, $159.
That's more expensive.
Yeah, but it's a direct flight. It's worth the $10.
The others aren't direct?
No, LAX is stop. One is stop everywhere. That's rough.
Do you think sometimes people were on those boats?
I
got to
go to Houston, Dallas, Denver, Austin, St. Louis, Phoenix.
That's a long flight.
SMF, whatever that means.
All those stops?
All in one.
No, these are all those places.
But I'm flying Southwest to LA next Wednesday after the show. There's a nonstop. I got to go pitch some shows on Thursday after the show. I'm going to work from LA on Thursday, and then I've got like a whole day of TV pitch meetings.
You're going to LA? Who bought your ticket?
Pitching? Me.
Oh, you bought your own ticket?
Yes.
Interesting.
I bought my own ticket.
You can do that.
Yeah, there is a nonstop, but it's $225 to LAX. I could pay $159 and go to Burbank. That's where the studios are.
Yes, I heard that.
Some, but like the big, like the, where they do American Idol, Dancing with a Star, all those shows, that's not Burbank.
Oh, it's not?
A lot of the offices are in Burbank.
Where did you do the Dancing with the Stars?
Same place I did American Idol.
Okay, same place.
Same studio, yeah.
That was whatever by the Grove or whatever.
And like,
is it?
I don't know. There's so many parts. I don't even
know. I remember.
That one's gone now. That studio's there.
I remember going to eat there.
What'd you say?
They moved all that. The CBS where you used to do Dance with the Stars by the Grove.
When did they move that? We saw it like a year ago.
Yeah, James Corden was shot there until it was over.
Yeah, like, I feel like they moved it because Price is Right moved, and I feel like they also moved too. Because Fremantle, I think, shoots somewhere else now.
But who cares? We're in the weeds here.
I know, exactly. Sorry.
I don't think they moved that. That was a massive multi-billion.
I went there a year ago, and I drove right by, and it was still there.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess you're probably not allowed to share any of your, like, what are you pitching or what kind of shows or anything?
No.
No?
No, not yet. Not until they're rejected.
Okay, cool.
CBS Studios.
Well, don't think that way. Why don't you say not until it's accepted or well, not
I'm,
until
then,
they're...
Then I won't be able to say for like 2 years. So I'm kind of hoping they get rejected so we can do a bid on them. Okay. okay. We should...
Did you try to Google it?
Well, I typed in CBS and I gave up.
Okay.
Because all I got was CBS.
All the programming.
Television company. And then Paramount. CBS.
Man, I remember being in that studio when you were in Dancing with the Stars and I walked right by the Price is Right wheel.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
all those props were right there. Yeah. Like it's so cool.
We used to spin it like every day.
Really?
We'd go over to the wheel and spin it. Just it's pretty heavy.
Where's the Price Right? Yeah, that was cool.
Maybe it's just Price is Right. I know they moved.
Yeah, because I don't think it took the whole building down. It was
They didn't take it down, but just who was ever in there is gone.
Let's see. A person pretending to be Aaron Rodgers was conned. A gullible woman in Ohio.
Oh man.
Aaron Rodgers apparently was talking with his fans, except it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. She thought it was. They were messaging on an app called Viber.
What? I gotta heard of that.
Viber.
Whose throat did that? Did you guys hear?
That was Amy.
No, was I will normally admit if it's mine. I don't
Maybe
think it
know.
Was me. No, normally I can tell. I
you
heard
did
it.
That?
It was
yeah,
more
I
like
hear that.
I don't know. I heard
it was like
it.
A wet one.
I heard it.
A woman in Ohio has been robbed by a person claiming to be Aaron Rodgers. She and Aaron talked for a couple months. She was confident it was him because his profile had a picture of him wearing a Packers hat.
Of course.
Even though it's with the Jets, by the way.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought he played for the Jets.
Did you really? You remember that?
No, I really. That's like one of the ones that I know.
She was so sure he was legit, she gave him her driver's license info. When have you ever talked to somebody in a dating app and they wanted your driver's license info?
I don't know.
Social security number and account details.
I mean, well, when you're getting really close.
If you're wondering why he would need all this, he'd say things like, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment, but first send $800 to my lawyer's wife.
Huh. So many questions.
Yeah, but the question I have, and it's not even a question. Like, she was vulnerable.
Yeah, very.
I know those people are never at fault, but there are so many, like, red flags there.
I know.
Right?
They don't see them, though, because they're blinded by...
The love?
No, or the sadness, or the loneliness that then turns into what they think is love.
Ugh.
I've actually never met my wife. I'm not sure she's real. We only talk online, Caitlin.
But you're married.
I'm really hoping she's real. Yeah. An outdoor activity that has amazing health benefits. That is... Dun, dun, dun.
Golf.
Forest bathing.
Fishing. Yeah.
Mental health experts say that fishing frees up your mind so that you're able to de-stress and prioritize peace of mind. It also helps you reconnect with friends, improves your self-esteem, helps increase concentration. And when it comes to a workout, it's just as physically beneficial as a 15-minute workout. Yeah, right.
How?
That's not
throwing the, well, I'm the off line
it.
In?
And I'm eating Doritos usually while I'm doing
right.
it. So that's from Travel Daily News. I could see where it could be a mental health clearer. Like, I like to play Madden because it's the only thing I do where I'm not thinking about anything. Nothing can run through my head when I'm playing Madden. I guess it could, but I can just kind of only focus on that. Even if I'm running or working out, I still think about crap. Or I think about how much it sucks.
Yeah.
How much the workout sucks. I hate working out. I'll look at my watch or my phone sometimes, and I'm like, God dang, this is about to be over. It's been 11 minutes of the whole workout. That's the worst.
Yeah, it's terrible.
We have Reed working out with us now. He's never worked out before. It's like he's done like 3 workouts with us. He's such a champ.
He's doing great.
Because he doesn't do the same weight or the same stuff, but he shows up, and I know he's miserable because he's sore as crap and tired, but he shows up. I'm going to get stronger.
Dude, that first month is the hardest.
It's terrible.
Because, like, you really want to quit every single day.
I hate exercise. Just in general. I hate it. I do it, but I hate it. And I know that when I'm done with it each day, I feel better because I did it. But I hate it.
Some people love it, right? Like, some people, like...
And I don't understand that.
Crazy.
Some people also like feet. I don't get that part.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know? But I hate exercise. I don't mind doing things... that exercise is a part of. Like, I like playing ball. I like competing. It doesn't matter what it is, pickleball, whatever. But I hate just the sake of exercising, lifting, miserable. But yeah, but people who like to go and work, they like to go to the gym and work out.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Because it hurts. Like, why do you want to hurt?
And there's not like an instant, you don't like instantly see something. Like it takes a long time
that's right.
to actually have real physical growth from it. Like you can't do a heavy curl and then it stays like that.
Yeah. Or else we would do it every day.
You might get a little pump for a minute and then it goes back down and you slowly have to build and break that tissue and let it grow.
But you get the endorphins.
Yeah, you do feel good.
Just for a minute though. I think I feel worse going into it for longer than I do feel good after. But I know that it's beneficial as a whole, so I keep doing it. I don't even know that it makes me feel good. I think I just know it's good for me. There are no endorphins.
No, there are.
No, not to me.
Oh, you're the one where endorphins
You don't feel accomplished after a good workout? Like, not immediately. Usually it's like an hour afterwards.
I feel like I'm happy. It's over.
Oh.
Okay.
That's where mine comes in. Like how Mike DiGiosa runs 20 miles on the weekend?
Yeah.
No idea. If I committed to 20 miles, I'd be like six in and be like, you know what? This sucks. I'm out. Uber, wherever I was. He does it for fun. I like to run.
Yeah, I can like disconnect my body where I don't even feel myself running. I'm in a whole other place.
Oh, wow. It's like a meditative state.
Yeah.
That's what I do in Madden. So yeah. Madden just not as healthy for you.
That's what I do when I go fishing. Meditation.
I can see how fly fishing and stuff is like meditative, right? It's like a motion.
Fly fishing, to me, it sucks because I didn't grow up doing it. So when I do it, I mess up a lot or I have to like restring my fly.
Fly fishing is hard.
Like if I'm in like a boat, a flat bottom, I've done that forever with live bait, non-live. Like I can do that and stay chill. Mm. But then I get irritated that I haven't caught any fish. So I feel like I'm losing.
Because you're competitive like that.
Even if I'm not battling anyone, I feel like I'm battling the fish.
You've never heard like a bad day on the lake is better than a good day at the office?
Yeah, I've heard that about everything that's fun though. Bad day at golf. Bad day. When's the last time you went fishing?
3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Three weeks ago. And then my son recently told me a couple days ago, he's like, I've never caught a catfish. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's the one thing I'm really good at catching. And so I didn't realize that I've never taken a catfish. And so I'll probably do that in the next couple weeks.
Where are you going to go catch catfish?
At the lake, Percy Priest. But it's a little tricky though, because they're all bottom feeders.
They're bottom dwellers, yeah.
They're bottom feeders, but like at this lake, it's rocky. So it's tricky to like not get your line hooked.
Yeah, caught on rocks.
We just need to be at the right spot. So I need to find that right spot.
You could put up illegal trot lines like we used to.
Right. Dude, we did one time here at this lake. We did, you know those pool noodles?
Mm-hmm.
We would just cut those up in like, I don't know, 10 inches or whatever. Tie a line, put like chicken livers on it, and then just let them float.
Yeah.
And then we went back to go pick them up. We had like 3 catfish.
Really?
Yeah. Man,
that's a trot line basically.
Same deal.
You ever watch people noodle on TikTok?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. There's one girl/woman. She's a young woman. She's probably like 23.
I've seen her on TikTok.
Dude, she goes hard.
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Amy?
When you stick your hand in?
Yeah.
Full fight the big catfish. Take your hand all the way in and come up with it.
Giant catfish.
Giant. It's wild. And catfish have sharp teeth.
They do. Yeah. Like it's like a little.
It's
like
not a real tooth, but it's what sort of feels like.
A bunch of little teeth.
So you just like get okay with them biting you or?
Yeah, I guess you have to.
You're just tough. Tough it out.
That's why I don't do it.
You're not tough.
A viral video from a wellness influencer claims that eating an entire orange with the peel can relieve constipation within seconds.
Yes.
Seconds.
Is it Lil Sipper? Is that
a rapper? What'd you say?
No, but that's someone on TikTok.
It does sound like a rapper.
Lil Sipper? TikTok and Instagram where she says, yeah, eating a whole orange with the peel, but also sprinkling, I believe it's cayenne pepper and cinnamon or something all over it and then eating
that's
it.
That's what
and
this like, is. It doesn't say who it is. Yeah.
It's gotta be a little sipper.
It's
gotta be a little
sipper. It's from Study Finds. That's where we got the article, but it says her recipe shows slicing the orange into wedges, coating each slice with cinnamon and cayenne pepper, then eating the entire thing.
Really?
There you go.
Doctors say that while it's true that those ingredients separately help keep your system regular, the taste of this is so bitter, there are many more less extreme ways to find your remedy whenever you're constipated.
Well, our friend Ahmad says you should eat the shell, like I don't know, watermelon. You should eat the out part too. Yeah, the skin.
I feel like those fruits, I have no scientific background in this, but I feel like those fruits that have really bitter shells through time have taught us not to eat the shell.
But we're probably supposed to eat it all.
Yeah.
Because like Ahmad even says eat the green part of the strawberry, like the whole strawberry.
No, I hear you, but
I'm like, Ahmad, that's weird.
But through hundreds and thousands and millions of years, that shell has gotten more coaty and bitter. Now, is it because no one has eaten it, or is it because they're trying the watermelon itself is saying you probably shouldn't eat this. It's like spikes on the outside of a pineapple.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat that. And what's happened is now the coat actually tells you do not eat this. So
for a while there, I was putting a whole banana in my smoothies, like skin and all.
He says that too. Eat the whole banana.
Yeah.
Including the peel.
If you blend it up in a smoothie, sure
there are
it's
nutrients.
Better.
I'm sure there are tons of nutrients.
Yeah.
But it tastes so bad that I feel like generally if you were told people that, they wouldn't even eat the middle, little of the banana because they felt like they don't want to eat the outside. Therefore, less bananas would be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so nutrition would go down.
Okay. That's true too.
I ate a lot of chunks of watermelon, but seedless. So nice, unprocessed, and grown.
Genetically altered.
For sure.
And orange peel, gross. An anesthesiologist poisoned IV bags.
Oh my! Wow,
why?
That's like a doctor killer.
That's a podcast. It's a podcast. You'd listen to a Dallas anesthesiologist looking up to 190 years in prison after he was convicted of injecting dangerous drugs into patients' IV bags. Wonder why?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's a power thing.
Like, well, anesthesiologists creep me out anyway.
Why? Like,
they just love putting people out.
No, or it's...
They make a lot of money
and it's not a lot of work.
Yeah, but they're not... You ever met one?
Yeah, I know too. They're actually very normal.
Are they normal?
Very. Yeah.
Are you sure?
And they're like... And what they say is that they're like, in a way, flight attendants where what you hope is they don't have to do what they're actually trained for. Just save a life. Where flight attendants, we think they're just on a plane, so you can sit here. No, but they've had to go through hardcore training where if things happen, they've got to know how to save lives, move parts of the... move people, doors open, you get off. Like, they've had to learn all these security and safety and health. Anesthesiologists, what makes their job so hard is, well, nothing, unless something goes really wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
And the person's not waking up. Or so you hope you don't have to use what they've actually had to study. Because you want an anesthesiologist, it's pretty normal and it's controlled and calm. Because if the anesthesia doesn't go exactly right, it's their job. It's not the doctor. It's not the nurse. It's their job to make sure that you don't die.
Yeah, it's got to be so nerve-wracking, too, because everybody's can react to something so differently. Yeah. I mean, 9 times out of 10 is probably, or probably more than that, it's going to go just fine. But occasionally you may have that thing where it's like, well, this is not how I planned for today to go. And someone's life is literally in your hands.
Reynaldo Rivera Ortiz Jr. was found guilty of tampering with consumer products resulting in serious bodily injury and intentional modification of a drug. The one death involved a fellow anesthesiologist who was using an IV bag to treat herself for dehydration.
Oh my
gosh. He went after a dehydration bag.
Wow, she's just trying to get a little...
He injected her with a bag and a drug cocktail consisting of a nerve-blocking agent called bupivacaine, as well as epinephrine and lidocaine. Surveillance footage was entered into evidence during the trial, which showed him injecting the bags and leaving them in a warning bin for doctors.
Wow.
He was sentenced on July 22nd. Yeah, obviously psychotic, but I wonder what his reason for the psychosis was. I mean, did he want power? Did he want pain on people because he was having pain? You know, there's always a root. It's never...
Can't just be messed up?
It's never... Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but, I think you can be, but...
Yeah. I mean, that is messed up. But anybody who's ever been messed up, name somebody who's just been totally effed up. Anybody.
Charles Manson.
Okay, Charles Manson wanted to belong. He was turned down by so many, bands. He was kicked out of bands. He had an education too, but I think his was the belonging. He felt like he couldn't belong and he was psychotic. So what did he do? He organized a group and a cult and had them go kill people.
Mm.
So I think you can look at anybody that's psychotic and root their psychotic behaviors, but it's not normally what someone's behavior would lead to, the psychosis of it.
Yeah, I see that.
Because there's something he wants to gain by doing this. Revenge, power, like a godlike.
Yeah.
Sadness. He's sad, so let's see other people sad. Even the I never watched it. I couldn't get myself to watch it. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm, yeah, that one's. I watched the first episode and couldn't keep going.
As psychotic as you possibly could be.
Yeah, it's like why do that?
Rooted in tons of sadness, like him and how he grew up, and so I'd like to have a talk with this guy. But again,
dude, you'd be so good at interviewing like killers.
I mean, one person died. That sucks. I don't know if I can
like,
look
you're at awesome at the Bobbycast and all that and, like, you know, interviewing musicians. But, dude, can you imagine you interviewing, like, a killer?
I think for me, I could do that, but not in the way of entertainment.
No, you'd want to know more about him.
Like, not entertainment, like, some. And I'm guilty, too, of watching some of these shows. Like the Ted Bundy series. I watch that. And I watched it, and it was compelling, and I was entertained by it. But then I thought, man, this was real life for some people. Mm-hmm. So I had a little bit of guilt.
Okay, yeah.
But it wasn't so much guilt that I didn't watch it. But some folks really love, like, that dark part of the world as entertainment because it doesn't seem real. I think mine wouldn't be so much based on that. It would be like, how did you get to what made you whatever it is that you did?
Yeah.
Like, where was that moment? How were you neglected? How did you feel? Were you born, you know, with certain I don't know. But I would be interested in doing that. Maybe not with killers.
Yeah, knowing your interview style, you would humanize them a little bit, and it'd be like, oh, I kind of like this guy.
I know.
Weird.
Because what I would do is, I would try to find why, like where their hurt was coming from that made them want to do that.
Because it does always come from something.
It's like, yeah, it sucks. That sucks. That dude just popping bags. Somebody's trying to get
hydrated.
A dehydration bag.
Saline, I know.
God dang. Jeez. All right, let's do a mid-roll here.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, last night, there's still a bunch of boxes that we got to ship off, but we did a whole 4 hours of breaks, memorabilia breaks. A lot of listeners got in. Scuba Steve, we saw Scuba Steve come in, but we didn't know if it was really him because there could be a million Scuba Steves. And so Scuba Steve comes in and gets in. He ended up winning. Scuba, what did you win last night?
I won Ray Lewis's signed jersey, the black version, Baltimore Ravens. What's funny is I picked the wrong conference because I wanted Jacksonville Jaguars, and I selected North instead of South, and I was like, crap. And then I won. I was like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
That was so cool. Yeah, we pulled a Ray Lewis signed jersey for Scuba Steve. And you got in the basketball one and you didn't win, right?
Yeah, I was confused at first. I was like, I was looking for the Magic. I didn't see it. And I was like, I also like the Raptors. That'd be cool to get like a Tracy McGrady or a Vince Carter jersey or Stoudemire or something. And then you guys were breaking them. And I was like, you guys didn't call the Raptors. When are you guys going to get to that? And I realized that.
Oh, so you thought everybody was a winner.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to get the Raptors. So whenever you pull the Raptors, whoever it is for the Raptors, I was thinking, I didn't know who I was going to get from the Raptors. It was just going to be the Raptors.
Oh, dang, Christmas was bad for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah,
dude.
It was, yeah. So then it made me like, well, F that. I'm going to keep buying until I win something.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I've been doing that before. So what happens is there's all the teams, and if you buy a team, and we open 5 bags. Let's just say there are 30 teams, and the teams are all up. Let's say you buy the Magic, and we open 5 bags, and we open 5 teams that aren't the Magic. You don't win anything, but you get a card, like some cards sent to you. But if we pull one of the things and it's Magic, that's yours. You want it because you kind of reserved the Magic. Scuba thought he was going to win.
Scuba Steve, you didn't want to do that Muhammad Ali box?
No, not really. I'm not really a big boxing fan.
Okay.
But, so for me, no. If it was like a Shaq box or a Penny box or a Jordan box, I'd be more interested.
Oh, yeah, that
Jordan
be cool.
box would be cool. Yeah. Let's see. I have a couple of things I wanted to do here. Da, 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 da. Morgan, you want to buy our new office?
Yeah, I stopped by there. I had to go pick up our new camera.
So we're moving supposedly.
When?
August, September.
Oh, this year?
Mm-hmm.
They've been saying that for 3 years, but we have to move because we don't get to live in this building anymore. We don't own the building.
Hey, why don't we just squat here?
You know?
like that's what everyone's doing.
That's a great
try to get
point.
Us out of here.
The problem is we go home from work.
Oh, right.
Somebody has to live
right.
here to do that. Hey, Scuba, when do you think we'll be in?
I saw on the most recent rundown that we should be in September the 8th, and they do testing, and so I think an official launch is on the 30th of September. And construction's happening now, and it should wrap end of August.
The building is more downtown than where we are now. The parking, there's a big parking garage. It takes forever to get up there. That's what sucks about it.
What do you mean, like a lot of layers?
A lot of
levels?
Spins.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what floor it's on. But it is much nicer. And there is a Whole Foods at the bottom of that building.
Wow, that's cool.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
It's not going to be good for our whole paycheck.
Yeah.
No, that's where we'll spend our whole paycheck.
Exactly.
Okay, you too. Morgan, what'd you think about it?
Well, I think it's cool because it has windows. Like, we won't feel like we're underground all the time.
Wait,
that's
what
I'm excited about.
The studio we're going
to be in?
The
studio doesn't, but there's a lot of light that comes in. So it just doesn't feel as dark and kind of dungeony like where we're at.
Yeah, right outside the studio is more of the inside of the building. So there are windows. Mm. And right now, I just don't think it's going to last when we go. There's free snacks in the snack room.
Ooh.
Well, then everybody needs to behave so we make it last.
Don't say everybody. Say what you mean.
Lunchbox.
No, it's hard for you.
It's not hard for me
at
all.
Go ahead,
but Lunchbox, you need to...
He takes everything home.
Right. You need to... Like, I don't know. We're going to have to create boundaries around you and the snacks because I feel like it's going to... It's sort of like you don't want to ruin it for everybody. You know?
Hey, free is free.
Actually...
He doesn't care about everybody. That's the thing. He's just going to take snacks home.
But can you just for a minute...
That's the point. I think it'll last a minute.
And
I think they'll shut it down for the whole office because you know our group is going to be the one that ruins it for everybody. But there's all kinds of free stuff. There's free like bars.
Free bars? Like it's a bar? There's
no,
a bar?
Like bars, like food bars.
Oh, I thought you meant there's a bar in there.
I don't think they have alcohol.
Vodka sodas during the show?
I don't think that's the case.
When did that change?
What?
I thought they did.
Beer Cart Friday, but that's later in the day.
Okay, so.
But they don't just have like alcohol, you can go have it.
They can do Beer Cart Fridays like early in the morning.
I think you want it every day. You want Beer Cart every day?
That'd be awesome.
I don't even know they do Beer Cart Fridays anymore. That could have just been a temporary thing.
Dude, you know what I heard?
What?
You can only have the temperature at 70 degrees.
We're not moving then.
In the building.
I will buy, what's the opposite of a space heater? An air conditioner? I'll buy one of those. We will have it cranked. We'll have the air conditioning cranked. But yeah, there's free chips and bags.
Oh my.
Like free cookies, waters. It's a literally a snack paradise. And I'm like, "Where do I pay?" And they're like, "No, it's all free." Uh-huh. And I'm like, "But
what about coffee?"
I'm like, "But you're telling me we can't afford waters in our building and you guys are over here." The other day I said, "Hey, while you're out there to kick off Kevin, would you grab me a water? Because recording a bunch of stuff." And he walks in and goes, "We're out of water." What do you mean we're out of water?
No water, man.
There's no water in the whole building. We will die. We will die of dehydration and thirst. And someone goes, no, there's a couple hidden over there. So now we have to Easter egg our waters.
Oh, boy.
But there are water, unlimited snacks and waters.
They have soap in the bathroom, too.
And hot water.
And hot water?
Yep.
Wow.
More than one sink?
Is there?
I hear rumors, yes, there's more than one sink.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Lunchbox and Bits over.
Morgan, what else you see over there?
It's also really open. Like, there's so many people, it actually feels like a legit business, and we're all on the same floor. So,
legit business.
Like, well, that part I don't like.
What? I love that.
Because people are going to be coming, being all eyeballing in our studios. If an artist is there, they're going to be like walking by like, ugh. That's always awkward. It's really awkward for me. People, they want to meet people. And artists, when they come up, I hate to like have them bombarded with 18 salespeople trying to get a picture.
But don't you think that there will be boundaries around that? Like, they just know the rules?
Yeah, and the boundaries like Lunchbox when he knows the rules.
Yeah. If it does help, we are, from what I can tell, we are kind of tucked away in a back corner.
I think we have our own elevator.
No.
Really? Private?
No, what we don't. What? I've been there.
We did it?
I've been there. I had to go up there and help build. I mean, not build it, but like tape it off and do the...
Maybe what? I misunderstood the architect he showed me.
We don't have our own elevator. That would be crazy if we had our own elevator.
Well, is there an elevator that goes right to where...
It
we
is
are?
Close to our studio.
There's
yeah,
an elevator,
but it's not our own.
But it's not our.
I feel like he made it seem like, and don't, y'all have got this, your own little elevator that'll shoot right out, so you don't have to walk through everything.
Yeah, private elevator.
I don't
stay
know.
Away from everyone else.
Yeah, like we don't have to walk through everything. Like, we don't have to go walk past everybody.
It puts us out by the studio.
Oh, I was
but they didn't build
like,
us a BBS elevator.
I literally, because it was just a drawing, so I pictured that elevator being like, welcome to the studio, right when the door opens.
Well, it is right near the studio, but the elevator wasn't built
for
us. Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah. I think he made it seem like nobody else can use it.
It could be partially an iHeart deal, but it's not our private elevator.
Dang. I was like, man, Bobby went hard on this one. I thought you were like...
Oh, I would have not used it on that, but that would have been cool.
What's the view out there? Like, can we see the whole city?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You can see downtown.
Oh, that's nice.
You can't see the whole city, though, but you can see downtown.
Big city living, dude.
That's cool. Some people do live there.
What? In the studio?
Yeah, like...
Squatters. We can't get them out.
Julie, one of our bosses, she has a condo above it. Like, there's condos, then there's the offices, and then there's Whole Foods.
Wow.
Like, let's just all move there.
I'd hate that. That'd be terrible.
That's what I need.
No. Dude, you imagine my God. In the studio in 5 minutes. Like, dude, I got to drive 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, Bobby, you should get a condo.
To have one of those and just, like, go up and go to sleep, chill for a little
bit.
You'd
want to work all day.
Oh.
This is not good. Awesome.
That's fantasy land. If I didn't have a wife who was like normal and healthy.
Yep. Too bad you got one.
I know.
You got one of those.
Could it be your work pad?
That feels
your
dirty.
And that feels suspicious.
If you have like a secondary apartment or a condo, that feels, I don't know that I can get her to agree to
no
me
chance.
Having my own secret place.
I got my place downtown.
It's not a secret. She can come.
Well, maybe I could just trade it as my office.
I mean, that.
I don't know how we look up how much they are, Mike. It's the cheapest one in that building.
That's a write-off.
Dude, and when we get
one.
In fights with our wives, like, I'm going to sleep at the condo tonight.
No, not condo. I'm going to work.
Oh, right.
That's it.
I'm going to work.
I'm going to my office.
See you tomorrow.
If you need me, I'll be going to work to make money so his family can survive. And then you come to Bobby's PlayStation and Happiness Den. Wow.
Oh, great. During like commercial or songs or commercials, y'all are going to like
video
run
games?
To Bobby's office and play video
games?
Well,
the office there will be. Because I'll have a different office there. But we have a bunch of extra studios, too, for the podcasts. So there'll be like 4 extra studios, which is cool, that they'll be generically built and the screens can be changed so they can look like all different things. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's happening that is beneficial to like our second and third and ninth jobs as well. But Mike, just text me that building. Just text me whatever that is. That's crazy. You don't have to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say it.
Dang.
Man, what if I find one like it's on clearance?
Condos go on clearance?
Yeah.
There's that.
I have to find an auction.
Maybe somebody might need out. Like, just post a flyer around. Like, is anybody desperate?
Is it crazy, Mike?
I'm only finding apartments now. Let me see.
In that same building?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, you can only rent it, or?
Yeah, looking at renting apartments. I just found the building, though. I'm trying to find a condo.
Yeah, try to
buy
condos,
offer to buy Julie's.
Well, so hard that deep voice of God came through. What'd you say?
I think they're only apartments. I don't believe they have any condos.
Well, what's, they do because Julie owns one.
What's the difference
one.
In a building? Sorry, it didn't matter to me.
She rents one.
If there is...
No. Oh, I thought she bought it, but maybe she rents it.
Who cares what she does?
What?
Rent, buy, apartment, condo. I don't care. Give me a place with a PlayStation that I can just go to and go to bed. You guys can have your little tips. I just want a place right there. That would be crazy to have a place right at work. Yeah, put that in a contract next time. You have to rent me a friggin' apartando. We'll call it, so both everybody wins. A condart.
I think that when you have access to that, I don't know, Julie was telling me about like the rooftop is really cool and you can go out and hang, you know.
Like, PlayStations up there?
See, I think, do they have a pool?
That's
I don't
nice.
Know.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that.
Well,
just give me a fridge.
And a PlayStation.
And a PlayStation and a bed. I'm good. Because I can watch Netflix on the PlayStation.
You're back to college.
Yeah. That's all I need. I think that's it. I'm looking here if I have anything else I wanted to get to. No. Oh, Mike's giving them to me. Let me look here.
You found you one?
He found the building. Do I do browse our gallery?
The direct.
Is it a different text?
Link. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, maybe they have like a
one,
studio.
One, two, three
apartment.
Bedroom. Here's the floor plans. So they have different floor plans.
Let's see. One, two,
this
three.
Is a month.
We'll take a three bedroom.
So you can get a studio, very small, according to this. I don't see any square footage because the rest of them are much bigger. Oh, here's square footage. A studio apartment, one bath. So studio means no bedroom.
That's correct. All you need.
Mm-hmm. $2,500 a month.
Oh, it's perfect. You can do that.
Like, do we see? See if we could.
People pay that for an office space.
But I can't. You can't actually use this as an office space. Like you have to lie.
Why would you be using it as that?
No, it's residential.
Shh.
Oh yeah. Do you have to pay extra for?
I don't know.
Office the space. Rest of them you have to like contact. Here's one: two bed, two bath, rent $6,000 a month.
Whoa, what the?
That's probably for somebody living there temporarily, and their business is paying for it. Do you see any for sale, Mike? Is it all rent?
It's all rent. Yeah,
it's all rent.
Four roommates, two per room.
Get this.
All of us.
Here's one. This is the C3FPH, three bed, three bath, and a den. 3,000 square feet.
Oh my!
Now you're talking.
Big. Wow.
The rent is $15,000 a month.
What is that? The whole floor?
That's what we need. Because we all need our own room. You know what I mean? Lunchbox needs his room. I need my room. Amy needs her room.
Could you imagine if we live together sometimes?
No.
No, God.
We would like murder each other.
One night.
Hey, that would like, be terrible.
And well, then she's like, everybody leave but me, but Lunchbox.
That's rude. I don't want to do that with
Bobby Eddie. Do you guys want to go for a walk or anything?
No.
Mike Wacy?
That three bedroom is like on the very top, so you can see the whole city.
Oh, so
from
it's
up
the penthouse.
Really? Dang.
That's cool.
I bet
man.
It has its own elevator.
God, we need that.
I bet it's. We don't need that.
You sure?
Yeah.
It'd be great for the show, though, dude.
No.
Can you imagine the content it would bring?
Yeah, everybody stop being dirty and clean up after yourself.
It'd be like roommate confessions, but with us, all of us.
I love cleaning. I love doing laundry.
So, hold on. 467 square feet is about $2,400 a month.
That's very...
It's very small.
Gosh, you're right. We would only need three bedrooms. Bobby one, me one,
no,
you and Lunchbox.
Lunchbox is... Y'all, stop. He's married.
The studio part has a hall. You walk in, there's a hall, and you walk down the hall, and it goes right into the bedroom. That's the bedroom area-ish. There's really nothing else. It's a little hall bedroom. There's a bath, a little bathroom. Looks like there's a little kitchen.
Oh.
It's very small, but...
We got a balcony?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Let's all chip in.
I wonder if you lock it in now, you can get grandfathered at that price, because I'm sure it's only going to go up. Nashville keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of everywhere.
Everywhere's getting crazier and crazier?
Generally, yeah.
I feel like everyone wants to move to Nashville.
Here is getting...
Yeah, but when I go to Little Rock, they're like, prices are going up. It's crazy.
Everybody wants to move to Little Rock.
Yeah, when I go to Tulsa, it's all going crazy. But that's just what happens with, for the most part, unless there's an entire market turn, everything gets more expensive all the time. Everything.
And I hear a lot like, oh, everyone's coming from California, like everywhere, right? Like, so if a bunch of people from California are moving everywhere else, who's in California?
less people. Know. But also, it's really easy to say there's everybody from California's moving.
No, there is a huge influx here. Like, even at school, like,
say everyone from California is moving.
Correct. It's not everyone.
But does that mean it's going to be more affordable to live in California?
For a brief time during COVID, yes.
Because that'd be cool.
Now, no.
Yeah. Okay. I think they've even, we were having like parent meetings and they would be like, all right, if you're from California, raise your hand.
Like, everyone?
All these parents, and they would all be sitting together.
Yeah. They're all friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. California and New York both, because they got really locked down during COVID, and Tennessee, we didn't even have COVID. It didn't cross the state lines.
Is there any chance that we as a show could move somewhere?
What do you mean?
Like out of Nashville?
Like how we came here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but probably not.
Okay. Like at some point in Garth's career, he was like, I'm going to move back to Oklahoma.
But Garth was himself. So this show is, you know, in Nashville because a lot of the country artists are here. This show, you don't have to like country music to listen to the show or this podcast, because it's not like the podcast is, well, we don't have music on it anymore. Sure, let's say the company, and they have come to me a couple times and been like, hey, do you want to go to L.A. and do this type of different kind of show? And I've always been, nope, don't want to move to L.A. Don't want to move to L.A. So it could possibly, it won't. So, but the it's like, no, it's less than
okay.
0.0. But yes, it could be, hey, we'll give you your own apartment in the building if you move to L.A. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So the show, okay, I'm moving the show to L.A. Who wants to go? That could happen, yes.
Wow.
I suppose if we flip to hip-hop or something.
That ain't happening.
Okay.
Sure, we can do a hip-hop show.
From half of a show.
Then we're just not out of content.
Yeah, no, that's not even that. Then
we don't know what to talk about anymore.
Nobody has, there's not a single soul listening. Yeah, the question's, could it? Sure. Could I just go on and live in Fayetteville half the year? And yeah, sure.
So we'd all have to go to Fayetteville?
No, you could stay here.
I'm going to Fayetteville.
No,
it's pretty. I like Bentonville.
Fayetteville's awesome, man.
Yeah. But the
kids would love Fayetteville.
The answer is yes, but not, it's not going to happen. We'd probably get fired before I would go to LA.
Oh. Okay, well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Fired.
I would just say the odds of us getting fired because something somebody does on the show are probably higher than me, because they've already offered it twice.
Oh, I get it now.
That I wouldn't go to, I don't want to go to LA.
Okay.
Although everybody's moving out. Like when I fly over, I see all these planes and trucks underneath going out of LA. Like yeah, everybody's leaving California.
I'm telling you, that's what everyone's saying.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, we're done.
There's traffic. It's all moving trucks.
You look as you fly over, everything is going in one direction. It's like The Walking Dead when all the cars are trying to get out and they're blocked out and there's the one empty road going in. All right, we're done. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday, and that is it. Mike, anything I'm forgetting?
That's it.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.